with a samurai hairdo and some awesome sparring skills, we've got a guest dropping some knowledge today. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome to episode 53 of the ATA Nation podcast. We are thrilled to have you here with us. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host here for the ATA Nation podcast. It is awesome to be with you again. We have a series of episodes coming up all about getting ready for districts, for world championships, for the new tournament season. And we're going to kick that off today with an interview with Master Bentley. Many of you in ATA Nation know Master Bentley and his skills, not just in sparring and combat sparring, but in grappling and instruction, business owning. He's just doing an awesome job all around. And we were thrilled to have him on the podcast. So let's get right into our episode.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today Master Bentley, who is well known across the ATA for not only some amazing sparring skills, awesome training, but I think the man bun as well is probably one of the things you're known for.
Yes, sir. I think I probably get more questions about hair products these days as much as I do sparring or combat weapons, and I'm more than happy to talk that too.
I think we'll leave that maybe to a different podcast episode. We're going to focus on the martial arts for now. But we are, you know, we've got districts all around the country in just a couple of weeks. And yes, then world championships in the new season. I wanted to get you on and have a little discussion about what you're talking to your students about, your people training for TOC, things like that. How are you getting people ready?
Yes, sir. So this is crunch time for us. We are officially 8 weeks out from Worlds. And I love the 8 week time frame because whenever I fought, I used to do MMA, and 8 weeks out is when you really start to buckle down in your nutrition and your workouts and all of those things. So we always have that conversation with our competition team about what 8 weeks out looks like. And for us, I know every district's a little different. We're 4.5 weeks out from districts. So we're at that month time frame. As you mentioned, some people are only 2 weeks out. So the things that you're doing along the way, I like to reverse engineer that. If you had an 8 week plan, well, then you know it at week four, what you should be doing both in diet and in exercise, and how many days a week are you training, or how many hours outside of regular class are you training? And so I love that. And so for our students, that's where they are right now is, okay, I've got 2 weeks left of doing some private lessons to maybe touch up an XMA form or work on that thing that I need to work on in combat weapons, whatever that might be. And then I've got a couple weeks, you know, sometimes you want a week of recovery, or you want a week where you're not injuring yourself a week out or 2 weeks out from an event, but you're still maintaining at that point. And so that's where we are right now.
Yes, sir. What with your athletes, do you talk to them much about the outside of the school, physical training and, you know, diet, exercise, the things that are not necessarily like your form, you know, things like that? Are you talking to your athletes about those kind of things?
Yes, sir. I think for every level of athlete, that's different. If it's a color belt, districts is where they max out, right? They're not going to top 10. They're not competing at that level. For someone who's ranked in the top 10 in the world, they're a little more disciplined with their training. Maybe they've been there before. And so they're doing more outside of their regular class, their regular training. And a lot of that is just simple. Like, and I like to keep things simple. Like, I'm going to cut back on the amount of caffeine that I'm taking in. I'm a coffee drinker. And so sometimes more than once a day. And so I may be cutting back on that a little bit just so that I'm focusing more on drinking water instead of caffeine. It might be cutting sugars or eating a little less bread and starches throughout the day. And so that's pretty simple. It's not like I have to be meal planning and down to the calorie counting and all of that.
Yes, sir.
And then yeah, some workouts outside. I always say if you want to learn how to swim, you have to get in the water. So there's no better way to train Taekwondo than to do Taekwondo. So there's no substitute for doing that. But if you were to do some kettlebell workouts, maybe go for some runs to up your cardio, that in as a master, as an instructor, we kind of set that example sometimes too. And so I love the fact that even though I'm not competing as heavily as I used to, I love that it motivates me. It might even be this time of year might be a little selfish that I love whenever I see my students do that because it motivates me to get in shape too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, for sure. You know, with things that we've talked about on the podcast in the past with sports specific conditioning, training, things like that, I just think there's a huge potential that we could have with helping some of our higher level athletes build that outside of the school training. You know, Mrs. Kaminsky has been talking about that. She's going to be on in another episode or two to talk again about those kind of things.
She is great at breaking that down. She's through all of her seminars and her classes that she's done on the national level. She does such a great job of breaking down what we need to do, as you said, outside of the regular class, or you know, what can we do in addition to that to become better martial artists? I saw that Master Rose Myers is doing some yoga stuff.
Yes, sir.
That's super cool. I love whenever I see that. When I do sparring theory seminars, we always talk about measuring success outside of wins and losses. So many times in martial arts, we get trapped into thinking, I won a world title, but then that next year I didn't, and it can be defeating. And if we measure success outside of wins and losses, we can do that every day. How many backhand strikes with a combat weapon did I do in 30 seconds? Well, this was my record 6 weeks ago. Did I beat that? And am I seeing improvement? Am I getting better? Because if we only measure it based on the title that we wear on our back, then sometimes we fall into the trap of feeling so defeated when we lose, because we all lose at some point, right?
Yes, sir.
And so when we measure that success outside of that, am I doing drills regularly, weekly, where I can see improvement and I can see that I'm getting better, even though, and I'm sure Master Hayden, you'll relate to this, we're not getting younger. So
no, sir.
I might have actually gotten slower, but my timing got better.
Yes,
or
sir.
I was a little off balance, but I've actually increased flexibility because I've been doing these stretch routines, right? Like, and so sometimes time will slow us down, but we can still improve. And as a martial artist, that's what it's about, right? Just always being better than what we were the day before.
Well, for sure. I think, you know, competition doesn't have, unless you set it up for yourself, it doesn't have the same kind of short-term, mid-term, long-term goals as we do. Think of color belts, you know, earning stripes, you know, or
yes,
every couple of weeks, and then, you know, testing for a new rank, and then, you know, testing for a black belt, you know, that is those little progressions. And in competition, like you said, if you're not counting something other than wins and losses, you don't have those little mile markers to let you know how you're doing. And then
that's
you don't
exactly
know if you're
right.
getting
that's
any right. better or any worse.
That is such a good parallel to draw that between our rank system. You see that as a color belt. And even as a black belt, we have midterms
yes,
along
sir.
The way. We have ways that we can go, okay, I'm this much closer to becoming a senior master now that I'm a master. I've got these four midterms and I've done two of them already. I know I've got to get one more in this year, and and when you have those milestones, when you have those goals, then you get to measure that success outside of the wins and losses, and competition is no different in that aspect.
So. Yeah. I think it's important to set up those, you know, those little goals, like you said, even measuring things like, you know, strikes, you know, things in your training that are helping you get there. It's the same as, lag and lead and lag measures that you're doing, you know, in business or something like that.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm going to get them backwards. The lead measures are going to be those strikes, the things you're doing in training, you know, and the results are going to lag afterwards. We're going to see those later, the wins, the losses, things like that. And having some measurements beforehand rather than just showing up to a tournament, winning or losing, and then being like, well, what did I do? You know, it
doesn't help. That's right. And I love your business parallel too. In business, we would measure success quarterly. Mm. We would go, okay, here's how I did, not just from quarter to quarter, but here's where I was last year. Here's where I was in business pre-COVID, and here's where I am now. I can do that for my own personal physical benefit as well. I can say, here's where I was in 2019 when I was competing. Maybe I was fighting an injury, or maybe I was, you know, I was a fourth degree then, and now I'm a fifth degree. The level of competition stepped up, and so where was I then, and where am I now? I love when students do that. And if you know where that measurement is now, then you can also see where that is 6 months from now. My goal, my students know this about me. My goal in martial arts is I'll always be able to beat myself up from 6 months ago. Mm. So if I got in a fight with me from 6 months ago, I should be able to beat that guy.
Yes, sir.
And the only way to truly know that is, how did you improve in each thing? And sometimes it's not just in sparring or weapons. We were just talking about, before we got on the call, Chief Master Raimondi's sword training. And so maybe I didn't get better at sparring this year, but I put more emphasis on my sword training, my kumite or my ATA gumdo training, and I got better at that. Now I'm a blue belt in that, and so I can see that progress there.
Yes,
and that's so important to be able to find.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that kind of leads us into mental preparation, you know, setting these goals, kind of doing that. What about the mental stress of what are you doing or talking to your athletes about when it comes to, you know, going to Worlds, top 10 or TOC, going,
yes,
to
sir,
districts, you know, the physical prep is one thing, you know, mental prep's another thing.
There's a lot of mindset, and sometimes you have to put yourself in those situations. I mentioned earlier, you want to learn how to swim, you got to get in the water. But if you want to learn how to swim fast, you got to get in the water with sharks. And so sometimes that's just the amount of tournaments that you attended before leading up to districts helped you prepare for that. We always do an in-school tournament this time of year to keep our students fresh and to make sure that they get that one more level of pressure before the real thing. And any time that you can do, I know a lot of instructors will do like a team training, mm-hmm, maybe on a weekend before districts or something to mentally prepare you by physically putting you in that environment. And so, and then sometimes it's doing, I think private lessons hold a lot of, they carry a lot of weight into what we do when we perform. And so if you have a private lesson with your instructor or a private lesson with that person who's the expert in that division, then it can give you that fine tuning. And I say that sounds like I'm talking about the physical part, but anytime that I've done a private lesson with Grandmaster MK, it's, you know, you get as much mental, emotional. Sometimes you're like, were you talking about Taekwondo, or were you talking about how I'm living my life? Right.
Oh yeah.
And I think that one-on-one so much can get easily overlooked, but it plays into how I prepare mentally as an individual for that level of competition.
Well, that's a great tip. You're right. That is, you know, that having an instructor, a mentor, or somebody who is helping you not just with the physical side, but talking, you know, preparing you mentally for these events is pretty huge. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir.
So you've got your guys come into the Mid-America district, which, you know, I don't know if you know this. I'm sure you do, but is by far the best district.
I'm sorry. I'm sure all the other districts are great, but sir, we have the best looking masters. You and I are going to be there.
I mean,
I was actually talking about like Master Berkey and those guys, but we will also be there.
Yes, sir.
And,
yeah.
And we have, we're the best. That's, I'm sorry. You know, I mean, sorry for everyone else listening.
A little healthy competition isn't bad, you know. If
yes, sir.
If,
that's right.
You know, others want to, you know, compete against us and be in the best. You know, we can do that.
Yes, sir.
So we've got that coming up. We've got World Championships. What else are you looking forward to? Are you doing any special training at Worlds? What are you looking forward to as we start the new season of 2022, 2023?
Oh, my gosh, yes. This sounds a little outside of what we were talking a lot about, physical training, but I'm so looking forward to the Thrive event at Worlds, so much so that when I did it last year, I sat there and I felt like, oh man, my wife should be here. Like she would have loved it maybe even more than I did. And so I made sure that we've got someone to watch the kids, and my wife and I are going to attend Thrive together. So any school owners or instructors out there that can attend Thrive, I can't recommend it highly enough. I think you mentioned that you couldn't do it. Were you doing master's training last year?
Yes. I was doing senior master training last year, but this year I am lucky enough that I got to be, I got to sign up. I think I saw today online that it might be completely booked. I think all the seats might be taken.
If it is, get on a waiting list.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yes, that happened to me last year. I waited too long. I got on a waiting list, and last minute, like the week of, they said, "Hey, Master Bailey, we got a spot for you." So, and thank goodness I did, because it really motivated me, not just as a school owner, but also as an instructor, and how I get to train my students and how I get to come alongside my students. It's so good, and it's great to be around like-minded people, right?
Yes, sir. I'm super excited about getting to participate this year. And I believe the podcast is going to be on in the room and doing some interviews with people on
Nice.
There. So, we've got some things in the works. We'll be seeing how that goes. I am thrilled. I've already seen some posts about some of the speakers that are going to be amazing. Definitely, I think – something that the ATA has put together, what, last year was the first year, I think? And I think it's like a world-class event. You know, I mean,
it's outstanding. I was talking with Master Shank about that this week, about how well put together it was. It's probably my favorite ATA event that's happened in as long as I can remember. It's awesome.
And it costs so much. It's ridiculous that – oh, wait, it's free.
It's
free
$3.99, everybody.
That's insane.
Yes, sir.
Are you taking any physical trainings down at Worlds?
I am. I'll be jumping in for – I can't even remember what day and what I'm doing, but I signed up for anything that I could. I am booked for the whole way. Yep. I loved at Nationals the breakdowns that we saw on all the black belt ProTec forms. Mm-hmm. They were incredible. The way that they've reassembled the ProTec teams.
Fantastic.
Is awesome. Yes, it's so good.
Yes, sir. For sure. Sir. And while I've got you on here real quick, hey, Texas for Nationals and Pittsburgh. What do you think?
I'm so excited to go to new cities. Uh-huh. I love Vegas, Orlando, Little Rock, all the places that we've been. I'm so excited I base my travel around food. I'm a foodie. And so I can't wait to get some Texas barbecue and then whatever that stuff is that they eat in Pittsburgh. I have no idea. I'm looking for it.
There's probably some Philly cheesesteaks or something
there
around
there.
I bet we could get
a good cheesesteak there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're going to have Master Kaminsky or somebody fill us in on the food spots, the places that we need to go. Sure. And I'm looking forward to new cities. New cities always bring on new friends and new opportunities.
For sure. Well, sir, I appreciate your time today. We look forward to seeing you at districts and then at World Championships.
Yes, sir.
Any last thoughts for ATA Nation?
Just thank you so much for having me on, sir. I love seeing everyone. So when I see you at a national event, please come say hi. I love chatting with my ATA family, and I love seeing all you guys. I would love to get pictures with everyone and just talk it up.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you again, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome back. What a great interview with Master Bentley. Full of great knowledge there. I am excited to keep digging into getting this information from other masters, other instructors, and applying it for myself, getting ready to do a midterm or compete or whatever you might be out there doing. I'm ready to use it for myself and my students as well. Let me know what you guys think. Shoot me a message. Reach out on Instagram. You can follow us on the Instagrams. We would love to hear from you. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Oh, ATA Nation. Good times. Lots of great stuff coming up. I'm working with my students, training for districts, really, you know, taking it to the next level with some fitness and some specific training for those people, programming some stuff out. And I'm getting ready to write out a program for myself, to get ready to do a midterm. You know, taking the knowledge that I'm learning from interviewing these great experts on the podcast, as well as, you know, things I'm learning other places, I'm just ready to rock and roll. What about you guys? Let me know.